USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has signed the $2.2 trillion coronavirus recovery bill.
I think we're going to have a tremendous rebound at the end of the year, toward the end of the year. I think we're going to have a rebound like we have never seen before. Even now, it wants to rebound. You can see it and feel it.
The measure provides hundreds of billions of dollars in direct payments to most people in the country. It increases unemployment benefits as well as loans and grants to businesses. There's also money for state and local governments as well as the nation's weakening healthcare system. During a coronavirus briefing, the president criticized Washington State Governor Jay Inslee and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
I guess complaining would be a nice way of saying it. We're building hospitals. We've done a great job for the state of Washington. Michigan, all she does is she has no idea what's going on, and all she does is say, oh, it's the federal government's fault.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden spoke during a CNN town hall meeting. He said, based on data he's gotten from medical experts, things will probably return to normal sometime in June. He said, though, that no one really knows for certain.
What we do know is that it's a false choice to make, saying that you either open the economy or everything goes to hell, or in fact you take care of the medical side. You cannot make this economy grow until you deal with the virus.
Currently, there are over 104,000 reported coronavirus cases in the country and nearly 2,000 deaths. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has become the first leader of a major country to test positive for the COVID-19 virus. There have been three new outbreaks appearing in the U.S. Deaths are now surging in Italy and also in Spain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Eye doctors have some new warnings during the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The American Academy of Ophthalmologists urging people who wear contacts to switch to glasses during the coronavirus outbreak. They say people who wear contacts touch their faces and eyes several times a day, putting in the contacts, adjusting them, and taking them out. And that increases the risk of virus droplets getting into the eyes, either through someone coughing or sneezing or touching a surface that has the virus and then touching your eyes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The NRA is trying to block California from closing gun stores during the pandemic. USA's John Hunt has more.
Plaintiffs, including the National Rifle Association, have sought in Los Angeles federal court to block the local sheriffs from shutting down gun stores. The civil suit names as defendants L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva and California Governor Gavin Newsom, who ordered most businesses to close in the state. The sheriff finally announced he would move forward with closing down those firearms retailers. Gun stores were not named by the state as essential businesses that would be exempt from Newsom's closures, but the governor said he would leave it up to the sheriffs across the state to decide. The lawsuit, citing Second Amendment right to bear arms, argues the government may not engage in deprivation of constitutional liberties during a time of crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.